Blog Talk Radio.
It's your favorite local host, Miss J. Renee herself. Today's a beautiful day, y'all. If y'all haven't gone outside yet, I know it's a little bit cold. Everybody like, what you talking about? It's brick outside. It's a little cold. That's why you should get some good old tea with the Queen Bee myself. This is Sip Tea and Meditate. I air every Mondays and Tuesdays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. If you want to listen in right now, go to my Instagram at Latasia_Renee and click the link at www.tobtr.com. It has other little numbers and stuff to actually send you straight to the podcast. Or you could call in with me and talk with me live and direct at the guest calling number, which is 917-889-2832. That's 917-889-2832. So let's jump into it, y'all. I was going to jump into another song to kind of ease my way into the podcast because I had to get my good old hot tea. If you haven't got tea this morning, go get some. I know a lot of you coffee lovers out there, y'all be drinking that decaf, that black tea, that black coffee, that real black coffee with no cream and sugar. Disgusting. I used to be a coffee fanatic, I ain't gonna lie, but tea has been the best thing to me. It's so soothing and so nurturing. And getting good natural tea, The tea I got today is called Perfect Energy. And then I have a detox mixed into it so it can flush me out. So that's my daily thing. I have an everyday detox, but I don't really need it. Since I've been going through my vegan venture, I've lost almost 30-some pounds. I don't need to lose anymore. But the detox is just to cleanse everything, not just the food, but just everything that I've probably observed from outside at my other job, you know, working the business and being around certain people, you know, not everybody. Everybody has great energy that mostly I'm around because that's the attraction I want that I bring from myself. So they attract me. But, you know, other people that, you know, I have to be around at work or, you know, my everyday just going outside trying to get some air, you know, I may encounter somebody, you know, that's the detox. That's where the detox comes in, just cleanse all that maybe negative spirit or negative vibes from around me. So that's one thing about tea. It's so nutrient, nourishing, and it's soothing. And you can't get no better than natural tea. So start drinking tea. It's the best thing ever. When I ventured off of coffee, I used to do tea and cream. Normally the Caribbeans do it. That's what they do. Some people call it a lot of different names, but they'll do the tea and then the cream, or they'll do the tea and the half and half, or the milk. You know, they have natural milk. Well, you know, all milk ain't natural, but whatever. You know, whatever you'd rather substitute it for, go about it. But today, I want to talk about new ventures in life, your goals, and dating. Dating. I know everybody's think they're in love this month because they celebrate V-Day. What is V-Day? Who knows? Who cares? You should celebrate the love of life every day, not just this one little day they give us, which has a lot of background meaning from it. You know, a lot of people don't know the history of the Valentine's Day, but I ain't gonna ruin it for people because I feel like whatever your prerogative, if you want to celebrate that little cheapo day, go ahead and have fun. Go ahead and enjoy it. This is not no bitter moment either. It's just, you know, make every day a lovable day. Like, don't just take one day out of the year just to love somebody. That's ridiculous. You, if you are in a relationship or if you are in a situation and you're building a relationship, dating with a purpose, so forth on, whatever you want to call it, do it every day. And always love yourself. Enjoy every day and love yourself every day. There you go. Make it something. Make it an everyday thing, not just, again, one day out of the month. That kills me. I don't know why people don't see it like that. But, you know, people take that time to take that day to kind of love and praise that person they're with. But when they're supposed to be doing that every day, you know, it's a given that you're with someone and, you know, you get to enjoy a companionship with someone that kind of balances you out. So you should take the effort, because I know we all have busy lives and, like, you know, we can't do that every day. Why not? You got somebody that's been supporting you, motivating you, loving you unconditionally, being there for you through thick and thin that person definitely deserves your love every day. There should never be a limitation to love or a limitation to treasuring that companionship with one another. It should be a signature. It should be something that's stamped. You understand what I'm saying? It shouldn't be limited. Like I said, limitless love is everything. You don't got to restrict your love or walk on eggshells with someone. That's boring. Who wants to be involved with someone that you can't be yourself with? So if you have somebody that you can be yourself with and just unconditionally, you know, they just make you a better you, love them every day. Dating with a purpose. Let's talk about that. Some people ain't into it. Why not? Because they don't know what it is. A lot of people haven't seen people in their family date. A lot of people haven't been introduced to dating. They don't know the steps. There's levels to dating. There is levels to dating, y'all. If you don't know, now you know. You better look at some elderly couples that's been together for 70 years. They're the best example. Talk to them. See how their life went, their journey went through. The journey they went through with their significant other. You know, you learn a lot from elders. You learn a lot from the word, I call them the people with the wisdom, the elders with the wisdom, excuse me, word of the wise. There you go. That's a great example. They're the best example to take heed to. You know, I'm not saying that everybody's relationship is going to be like yours. Just, you know, ask them how they got through the ups and downs. And ask them what dating to me should be courting. Courting it would be like, oh, that's two different things. No, that's one of the levels of courting, dating. You're actually getting to know this person. You're building a relationship. You're communicating with this person. You know, you want to know the ins and outs of a person. And it's always good to ask questions. Let me tell you something, men. You'll be misleading these women with, oh, you ask a lot of questions. She should be able to ask you questions. You should be man enough to answer them. And vice versa. You should be willing to ask, you should be able to ask questions to that woman, and she should be woman enough to answer those questions. Why would it not be to that? That's immature. That's immaturity at its best. Get to know that person. There's no reason why you guys should be able to be grown enough to answer any questions. Now, some things you want to leave to learn on your own, kind of figure out, you know, you don't want to put everything on the table, but enough to know, okay, this person is serious about me. You dig? So let's enjoy this tea. I'm not going to talk too much right now. I want y'all to enjoy this music as well. Let's meditate on the vibes today. I love y'all. Thank you for the supporters. For those that are tuning in, I'm your host, Ms. J. Renee. This is Sip Tea and Meditate. I air on Mondays and Tuesdays at 12 noon. Y'all stay live. You could call in at the guest calling number if you're not listening at 917-889-2832. Or if you don't want to call in at 917-889-2832, you could click the link at www.tobtr.com. I will be back, y'all. Y'all stay live.
Oh,
That was Music Soul Child. I do not own any copyrights to this song. I just want y'all to like really enjoy this music because I so am. And I'm still drinking my good old tea. As you can see, tea is very hot, but you know, it is what it is. So, you know, I'm back. I'm sitting here juggling with everything. So anyway, I want to start traveling this year. What's up with traveling? If you know anybody that's a good travel agent, let me know. Inbox me. I'm thinking about going to I want to go to a colorful city. I'm thinking about going to some big, broad places, like, you know, not little mediocre places that I probably came across before in the past. But I'm talking about, like, Greece and Rome, you know, I want to go to Barbados so bad. Y'all don't understand. Like, my family, my grandfather, God rest his soul, his family, he has family out there. He has family all over the place. But his mom was from the island. She was from Barbados. So shout out to the island. Shout out to the Caribbean people. I love y'all. I love y'all. I'm saying it like I am part of y'all. But I'm saying I love the island vibes. I love the Caribbean food. I you know, that's a part of my DNA. But I want to go and, like, see it for myself, visualize everything for myself. The people out there, they're beautiful and they're so genuine. You know, just the cultural aspect of it, and just it's a different atmosphere. That even the breathing the air out there is different. You know, I just want to be in a different environment, just learning about my culture, learning about the people from Barbados, learning about my Indian tribe. I want to venture that, you know, that direction as well. Like, I know a couple of our tribes. I don't know if we only have just two. I was told we only have two, but that's my grandmother. My grandmother, she knows more about that than I do. But that's another place. I want to go visit, like, where the tribes were and things of that nature and learn about my tribe, my actual tribe. I have to, I'm thinking about doing, like, where you can find out your DNA, basically, the percentage of what you are, of your nationality. I'm thinking of doing that. I was told, like, that 23andMe is a good company to go to. I guess they send you the kit or something like that. If you know any information about that, let me know more about it, because I don't like jumping into something and not knowing the knowledge of it. So I'm trying to get the background of who I am as far as my DNA. Like, I know it because of what my family tells me, but I want to actually know. Because, you know, you never know. You could be all types of stuff, you know, especially with our ancestors. They was from all over. Especially the Caribbean. Like, I was looking up, like, my grandmother's information. Like, I take the names and stuff like that. But it's so many people with the names, and you never know. Sometimes they give, you know, back then they gave them other names. So who knows? So yeah, that's another thing. That's one of my goals that I want to do this year, is travel. It has to happen because I'm 30 years old. I've never traveled, y'all. I've never gone outside the USA. The farthest I've gone was New York City. I probably not. You know, when I was younger and I was an athlete and I was playing basketball, I traveled. You know, we've traveled a lot, but I don't remember half the places we traveled. So I could have gone farther than New York. Who knows? But as far as what I can remember, my recollection, I can only say New York. But, you know, it will be great if I can venture out and explore different cultures and different people and the atmosphere. The differences of, you know, the atmosphere we're in, you know, it's the town life looks a little, you have a city vibe because you got all the stuff downtown and all the college students and stuff like that. But it's nothing too, like, crazy. Like, we're like, wow, I want something extravagant, something I could just take pictures of and remember, look back, like, yo, I've been there. I've been there. Like, I know where that's at. I want to be at that point in my life, because I feel like, you know, you won't never know what this world consists of if you don't go outside of your box. You know what I mean? So definitely take some traveling or attack some traveling goals. Write some places down that you want to go to and go. You know, only person that's stopping us from doing things is ourselves, right? So, yeah, I just love how people just love to call me while I'm doing my show. But, so that's another goal, like I said. So I'm super excited about the Women Open Panel we got coming up in March. That's for Talk That Talk Around the Table with my lovely co-host, Miss Brittley. But we got some dope individuals that will be joining us. I think I spoke about this yesterday. But just remember, March 3rd, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Talk That Talk Around the Table. We're going to have a Women's Open Panel. It's going to be dope. Got some beautiful women coming in. So y'all men, y'all better stay tuned. Y'all better get with it, because y'all gonna feel the vibe. You're gonna feel that feminine energy just come at you. You ain't gonna know what to do. But please, 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 please stay tuned for that. I will promote and post the promo so you can see the individual, the women that will be appearing that night. So stay tuned for that. Me and Brittley was talking about that. And we're super, super, super duper excited about that. But anyway, another thing I want to talk about, getting your household together. Women, we love to put things together. And, you know, I know it's income taxes, so y'all get right. No, sir. But for real, ain't nothing like putting together your house. Keeping your house intact. As far as a woman, is major key. Men love a woman that can keep a woman can keep their house clean, put together, everything decorative. I've been in a decorative mood, even though it's cold as hell. Normally we do this during the spring. Everybody want to get all colorful, but I love where I could just be at home and hibernate. I love being outside. Don't get me wrong. I love being outside. But when I can get the opportunity to get my house together, I'm an earthy girl, so I like that earthy tone. You know, I like colors. I love colors, as you can see. But one thing about that brown, that off cream, that orange and red together, and that green, you know, but, you know, just that earthy nature feeling. So that's how my living room is decorative. I'm doing my room over. I've been getting some tips from my homegirl. She's dope. If you want to get your house together, look up my girl on Facebook, Bhavani Diamond. Excuse me, Bhavani Diamond. Look her up, and she be posting some super duper dope put together like decorations and decors together for your house. You know, and for the women out there that want to keep a man. She could definitely help you with that. She's a love doctor. But as far as keeping your household together and intact and keeping your man coming over, girl, I hit her up like, girl, I just got my brand new couch set. I'm going to need you. So that's the best thing about having, you know, those little friends out there that can, you can, you know, hit up like, girl, I need this. You know, and we all grown at the end of the day. We don't have to talk to each other every day. But when we talk to each other, it's great vibes, always. But I definitely can reach out to her when it comes to putting things together. Okay, now. So I had her up, and she sent me this dope living room set. And then the way, like, the colors pop. Even if you do have an earthy tone living room set or room, you can put bright colors in it to kind of make it pop. So that's what she said. Like, put some gold in it. So I got to get some gold pillows, y'all. If y'all know I could get some good gold shimmery pillows. I already got my little flurry rug, you know, the fluffy rug, and I got my little ottoman in the middle. I need a dope plasma set. I got to get another one of those. And again, those pillows, I need some good pillows, and maybe some, I'm going to try to put some more plants. I need some plants, y'all. Some nice, good plants that I could take care of and they can last long. So some long-term long-term plants that I could take care of and that'll last me long. I ain't got to keep changing them. Oh, this tea is good, y'all. That's good. I don't want to jump off the subject. But, yeah, get your house intact. The thing with tea is just once it goes down, it's like a flow, a river. Good God, is I. And it depends on what tea you put in your cup, because not every tea is good, but the tea I got is good. I'm telling y'all, it's called Perfect Energy. Now, you know that's some good tea. You know that's some good tea. This is called Perfect Energy. It just says a lot about who I am. Like, I got the great energy right now. I'm hyped. I'm happy because I get to see another day and talk to y'all on my segment. You know, talk about some good things. Another thing I want to talk about, because I talk about the dating and keeping your house in order, not taking crap from people. I see it all over my timeline. It's just, I call Facebook the new depression. Yes, I know a lot of people be like, you know, people post things because of how they feel. That's cool. Listen, I say how I feel is my opinion. That's what it is. I'm going to roll with it. You want to use that social media platform for your depression or what you're going through? Go ahead. But this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I like to go up there and see. And you know what? Sometimes it is a good thing that you do see somebody going through something and you know them, you can reach out to them. So that's, I can say that's one of a positive effect for the social media, because you know what, a lot of people only think about that is, you know me. If you know me and you know I'm that type of person, you could come to, just come to me, talk to me. But some people don't want to talk to people. They just want to post things out there. But that's the thing. Why have everybody know what you're going through when you could just talk to somebody you can confide in? And then I hear, oh, can't nobody, and it's not everybody you can confide in. That's true too. Trusting right now is a big thing with people, and I get it. But you have to know who to trust. You understand what I'm saying? But so yeah, Facebook is the new depression to me. And I see a lot of people, they be going through some stuff. So I'll be scrolling. Sometimes I just be like, you know, just shaking my head. But then I'll be like, damn, they're going through it. You understand? And then I'll be like, then why she didn't call me? Should I hit her up? You know, and then that's a great thing about my energy with people. Like, I know who, you know, that won't put too much on me. But then I know certain people that do need that. Okay, yeah, maybe I should hit her up. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't normally go through stuff like that. Or they don't never post their business up there like that. You know, not every day. But, you know, if it's a good friend of mine that I know, I will reach out to them. I'm not like that, y'all. I'm just saying it shouldn't always be drama, depression, depression, depression. It should be a time where you can just actually reach out to a friend and talk to them. So, but again, I go up there all the time and I just be looking like, dang, they be going through stuff. You know, you'll get through it. You'll get through it. It's the storm. You know, you go through the storm. And one thing about the storm, it always passes. You know, you can't give up. Can't give up. Don't get stuck. Like I said it before, don't get stuck in that state of mind where you feel as though you're going to be in that depression all day, every day. You know, that stops you from being the best of you. It stops you from getting things done. It stops you from actually connecting with people, because some people don't want to be tolerated with that. They don't like depression all day, every day. People like to be happy. If they're in a good place in their life, you're always depressed. And that's another thing. If you are always depressed, and say if you do have like a certain type of illness, I think home remedies, natural remedies, is the best thing for it. It depends on how severe your illness is. And this is all jokes aside. It's not even to be tampered with, because I know there are people out here that do go through depression, and it's no joke. And to y'all, I love y'all. Y'all are beautiful people inside and out, because I know there are people out there that suffer with that, and it's hard for them to kind of express themselves to people or express themselves to themselves. But you know what? You were created on this earth for a purpose as well, and you can fight through that. You just have to be strong within your mind. The mind is a powerful thing, and sometimes it's just be like, damn, I can't get through it. You will get through it. You will get through it. Trust and believe. There are people out there that can help you with that. I don't think medicine is always everything when it comes to an illness like that. I think it makes it worse, especially if you know the knowledge of medication in the pharmaceutical world and how they run. I wouldn't stir that way. But if you have to, you know, if it's that to the point where you need something to kind of help you cope, do your thing. But if you got somebody that has that healing, you know, reach out to them. You know, it's nothing to have a friend like that. Don't lose track of people like that, though. Should never just branch away from people that love you unconditionally, even if you do make mistakes. It's okay. That's a part of your depression. That's a part of your illness. And don't think people should judge you. If you have a person by your side that's not there to judge you, keep those people in your corner. You know, they're there to help you. You know, so for those that do suffer depression, I see y'all. Y'all are beautiful people. You are loved. You will get through it. There are ways to cope. One thing about me, I know of energy and you know, people consume energy in many different ways. So I have to protect that. But at the same time, if you do need some help or advice, don't feel, you know, don't hesitate to hit me up. I don't mind being a listening ear to people at all. But for those who ain't got no illnesses, y'all need to cut it out. Y'all need to sit, get on your knees and pray or something. Drink some tea. I ain't playing. Y'all be playing out here in these streets. Y'all need to cut it out. And for all the women, let's talk to the women that are tired of these men playing games. Let's talk for the women 30 and up. Because you little women out there that shouldn't be dating yet, y'all should be focused on your goals. Even our older women, you know what I'm saying? But I come across a lot of older women that are tired of these men playing games. Women, stop choosing the same men that keep doing the same thing to you. You got to think outside the box. That man that's been taking you out for years, that man that you keep dissing, that man that ain't looking like Tank, that's probably your next best thing. And you ain't giving him the opportunity because you being picky. And when I say picky, if he's treating you good, and you want a decent man, you want a decent looking man, I ain't gonna lie. But some people, sometimes it ain't about the looks, baby. It's about how they treat you. You know what? One thing about me, I give people the benefit of the doubt. They ain't gotta be the blazingest man in the world. But to me, if he treat me good, he's handsome as he comes. He's a beautiful being. And then sometimes it be those guys that be trying to be the tough boys. Be yourself. And that's another thing. I'm going to go back to the women that are tired of the men playing games. You men out here, that ain't all that. Because you got something that ain't. Y'all be out here trying to be these bad boys because you think women like that. We don't. We want a man that's going to treat us good. And if you're not being yourself, you're going to get played by yourself. Stop being somebody you're not. You men be out here trying to think that, and y'all see a lot of men post that, oh, girls like the man that the drug dealer. No, we don't. Some women are born into that. They're adapted to that environment. So if you talk about them, that's different. But you have classy women that got good things going for themselves, got a good head on their shoulders, can pronunciate words, can read, drink their good old water and tea. You know, but seriously, you got women out here that's really looking for great things within a man. And y'all be playing games thinking they want a bad boy. Instead of just being yourself, be yourself. Be yourself and it'll go a long way. I'm telling you, oh, well, I do be myself. These women, that's not true. Stop picking those type of women then. Boom. Let's go back to the women. Now, I know there's some great women out here that just tired of you men doing the extra. You got too much bag. You got too much. When I say baggage, I don't mean your kids. I don't mean none of that. I mean your mentality is jacked up. You be doing too much. You be doing way too much. A lot of you grown men out here still just playing these little boy games. Cut it out. Y'all want a great relationship as bad as we do. Now, you got some men that are focused on being the best they could possibly be. And that's all good. That's all good. And sometimes they feel like, oh, you don't need to worry about a relationship. Worry about yourself. And that's very true. I agree. But if you got something good, hold on to it. But don't treat that person bad because you feel the need to. And if that woman is allowing you to, then that's her own fault. But if you're really not trying to deal with nobody, don't deal with nobody. But you know what? People got to get their cake eaten too. So, you know, that's just the way of life. But if that person, again, it's the choices we make at the end of the day. But, you know, if you're a good person, be a good person. Don't try to be a good person, be a bad person. Now, if you're balancing both good and bad, then that's just who you are. But if you really are like a genuine good person, be yourself. Stop trying to be somebody you're not. Because you're going to lose out on a great person. You really are. This tea is good, y'all. I'm so sorry. Like, it's just soothing. It's just, and it smells so good. You ever walk into, like, those fragrant places and those rose, those petals, they and it just zoom. You just smell the fragrance of it. That's what the tea smells like. So you got a good tea that's soothing through the throat, through your belly, and a smell through your nose. Like, you can't go wrong with tea like that. Y'all better get on a tea game and stop playing. Y'all out here shivering when y'all could be walking down the street with tea, hot and warm. Mm-hmm. That's me. I'm going to be walking down the street soon to get some fresh air with my daggone tea. I don't be playing in these streets. And neither should you. If you are tuning in and you don't know who I am, my silly self, I am your girl, your favorite local host, Ms. J. Renee. This is Sip Tea and Meditate. I air on Mondays to Tuesdays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. If you want to talk with me live, you could call in. I don't bite. Guest calling number is 917-889-2832. That's 917-889-2832. Or you can go on my Instagram at Latasia_Renee and click the link in my bio at www.tobtr.com. So I'm going to jump into the next song, y'all. Y'all stay live. Y'all stay with me. I love y'all. My girlfriend Tasia. I love that song. This is the thing with this segment. I love is because I like to go back to the good times, or, you know, that good feeling. Like, we all had that moment in life where we just felt good. Like, all this stuff that's going around in the world now, we just be like, dang, what happened to the good days? It's still there. It's just you have to reflect it out into your reality. When we focus so much on the negative in this world, that's what we see. So if you are not in tune with stuff like that, how the physical world works and how the spiritual world works, you want to understand. So if you want to manifest great things and see great things through your visual, through your eyes and your world, you know, you have to live it. You have to walk it. You have to manifest it in your subconscious, and it will be projected. Just live a good life. Try to live the best life you can possibly live. The best life you can possibly live, and live it to the fullest. Do great things. Give. Love people unconditionally just because it's Tuesday. Send some flowers to somebody. Who cares? It could be raining outside. You know, things like that people take within their heart. They're like, wow, you thought of me on this rainy day? You know, people take that stuff and they run with it. Like, you know, that's something different. Do different things. Every day, this is what I want you guys to do. If you're listening, make every day a different day, but make it a good day. Do something different every day. Try to do something different every day. Work out. Drink some tea. Yeah, drink some tea, definitely. Write out a poem. Write a poem. If you don't write poems, write a poem. Read a book. Go to a museum. Go to an art museum, especially. I love art. If you know any dope art places, art museums, art galleries, let me know. I used to go to the one down in Birchburg at the Housatonic Community College. Shout out to y'all. I used to go there. Shout out to Housatonic. But their art gallery is so many, but it's beautiful because they always have different abstract art going on, or just some just a lot of dope creative stuff going on. I mean, they could put things, the artists that come down here and they put all those things together, and there's different artists that do different things. Like, I mean, they could do the painting on a canvas, or they're actually like building like a, what you call them things? Like, they'll put things together. It could be steel plates and they'll make it out of a face. Like, stuff like that I find just amazing. I've always loved art. I love poetry. I love poetry. Like, if you could write my whole life in a book through poetry, I will love you dearly, unconditionally. But I am a poet. I love writing. I've started doing some videos a while back with poetry. I'm going to start doing some more. So y'all stay tuned to that. But I'm going to make it a little bit abstract, because I feel like poetry can go in so many different ways. It doesn't have to always rhyme. To people, it's not going to make sense that don't understand the art of poetry, but I love poetry. It's just soothing to the soul. But yeah, meditate, do yoga. What are they? Swimming. Swimming is good meditation. It's good therapy. If you don't know how to swim, learn. We all know how to. Ooh, Blog Talk Radio is cussing me out. But anyway, y'all. That's a little advice tips I can give today and the topics I wanted to discuss. But this only giving me like a minute to go off. But I appreciate everybody that tuned in. This is your girl, Michelle Renee. This is Sip Tea and Meditate. I will see y'all next week at 12 noon on Mondays and Tuesdays. Don't forget, Mondays and Tuesdays at 12 noon. Y'all be blessed. Have a good life. Travel. Sip some tea, doggone it. And vibe with good people. And if you got goals, please. Keep grinding. I see y'all. Y'all entrepreneurs out there, salute to y'all. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. It's always a level up from the ground. I love y'all. It's your girl, Ms. J. Renee. I'll see y'all soon. Peace.